재미와 지식의 오디오라이프 팝빵
Happy Friday! 심수연님, 안녕하세요.
안녕하세요. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday indeed. Oh my goodness. Are you loving to learn? Do you like learning?
I do like learning. New, I don't know, techniques or like crafts.
그러니까요. 심수연님이 손재주가 너무 좋으셔가지고 you love making things.
I love making things. And there's so many things to make.
그쵸?
And to learn. It's 맞아요. amazing.
재밌죠?
재밌어요. 굉장히 재밌어요.
That's the thing. I mean, you love doing it. And that's why learning is also fun.
Yes.
그게 key point인 것 같아요.
맞아요. 맞아요. 하고 싶은 거.
그쵸?
That's so important.
So let's learn a little bit more, because we love to learn.
We love to learn.
And we love to shop as well.
Yes, we do.
So 오늘의 주인공들은, 이번 주 주인공들은 수험생이잖아요.
무조건이죠. 그쵸? 맞아요. We're going to talk about 수험생 and their wish list. And in Korean, we don't really say wish list, we say bucket list.
아, bucket list.
But of course, you know, even young people say bucket list, but what they really mean is a wish list. And some can be shopping and some can be like, I don't know, like experiences or some kind of procedures, whatever.
1번은 아무래도 서울대 아닐까요? 아니면 취직 그런 거 아닐까요?
That is a very big wish list.
Sure. The best university or the
그쵸,
best job.
That is actually the main thing, but 맞아. I guess we're going to do something like more personal stuff.
Sure. Well, let's get to some vocab here.
Mm-hmm. Well, we all know 수험생 is the test taker, examinee, and 입시생, all of them are 입시생. That means college prep students. 고3, most of them are 고3, that's high school seniors, but some of them are 재수생. These are repeat examinees, exam retakers.
No shame.
No shame.
부끄러울 일 없어요.
전혀 없어요. Just 도전 is always good.
Yep.
Some of them actually are 삼수생. These are exam retakers for the third time.
No shame.
No shame. Absolutely. We applaud the attempt. Or attempt? No.
Yeah, the attempt. I feel like, I mean, there's so many terms here, you know, and it all means, you know, the exam taker or the student. 근데 이게 있는 게 그게 조금 그런 것 같아요. Why do we have to specify 두 번째, 세 번째, 네 번째?
그쵸.
똑같은 수험생인데.
I know, it's like a label on your forehead.
I know.
But, you know, it's definitely we applaud all the
people who take the test.
Absolutely.
It's difficult.
It's not easy.
Didn't the BBC cover it? It's one of the quote-unquote hardest tests in the world.
Is it?
Yeah.
Probably.
전 세계적으로 제일 어려운 시험이래요, 수능이.
I don't even think some teachers could take it now.
Yeah.
Because it's just really, really hard.
영어 쪽에도 저랑 뭐 주변에 있는 사람들도 그 영어 그 하잖아요.
플루언트한 사람들도 하기 힘든.
못해요.
I know.
못해요. 절대로.
It's amazing.
It is. Congratulations.
But it's over.
But it's over.
It's over. Congratulations. Yeah. But don't throw away your test identification slips. This is 수험표, the examination certificates, because these can give you some 수험생 할인 혜택.
Oh, 좋죠.
All discount benefits.
Yes.
And yes, you need the 수험표, so don't throw it away. And this is a good time for a quiz for
오늘의
you.
오늘의 quiz.
오늘의 quiz. Well, 수험생, 입시생, 재수생 all use the word 생. And here it's used as someone who is doing something like taking the test. Excuse me. But it has many other meanings like life or to be born.
Oh,
and more.
인생.
인생. So let's guess which 생 word these words mean.
Okay.
Well, first one is really easy. 학생.
학생. 수험생 plus 학생. I guess it's the same thing. Kind of. Student.
Student. So someone who is studying.
That's
so
right.
And then 선생.
선생님. 싫어하면서도 좋으면서도. Teacher이죠.
맞아요. 선생님 means teacher, but it actually literally means someone who was born earlier than you.
아,
so
그러네요.
That's why we call people who aren't teachers, we call them 선생님, like who is a little, like in a respectful way, because they're usually born a little older before us.
그러네요.
And so they should be wiser.
I never thought of that. Yeah, 앞에, 선.
그렇죠.
생, 인생. Ah, that's good. I love that.
Well, next one, 동생.
동생. 동, isn't that like winter? So, a winter life, 일까요? 동생, we know as someone who is younger than you.
Right, a younger sibling. Mm-hmm. Well, originally, also literally, it means like same life. So it's just someone, a younger.
동갑.
Not 동갑, like from the same family, from the same parents.
Uh-huh.
So like a younger sibling from the same parents, but we also use it for like friends who are younger than us.
Right. Just to show how close we are.
Right. Mm. Next, 2000년생.
2000년생, 여러분 아시나요? 2000년생 지금 만으로 21살이에요. Isn't that insane?
It's insane.
People who are born in 2000 are 21 years old.
That's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. My gosh. All right. Well, let's take a look at some things that we'll need, especially in terms of clothes.
Well, I sort of crunched it into four major categories that people, that the 수험생s would want to do or to have. And then, sorry.
Oh, excuse. 사실 미세먼지 때문에 목이 칼칼할 수밖에
오늘
없어요.
오늘 공기가 너무 안 좋았어요.
그러니까요. With corona 한 한 개월밖에 안 됐는데도 the pollution come back?
I don't know. I know. I want clean air.
Yeah.
But anyway, yes, first one of course is fashion.
That's right.
Because no more school uniforms. They, you know, the 수험생s, they've been wearing 교복 for at least 6 years, right? So, yes.
너무
so
좋죠.
They would want 옷, 가방, 신발, 액세서리, clothing, shoes, you know, bags, accessories, or most likely, I don't know, like women would want to wear high heels instead of the sneakers.
그쵸.
And wear, maybe carry a pretty little purse instead of a backpack
그쵸.
All the time.
네, 그래서 수험생 이제 그 수능을 지나고 나서 많은 부모님들 선물로 막 럭셔리 핸드백 같은 것도 선물해 주잖아요. I wish I had a mom like that. You know, gifting me a $2,000 bag.
So, do you remember what you wanted most when you graduated high school?
저는 제모를 진짜 하고 싶었어요.
It's very unexpected.
아니요, 근데 원래 약간 한국 같은 경우에도 그 쌍꺼풀 수술 뭐 하잖아 하고 싶잖아요. 약간 미용 느낌 like for anything cosmetic or cosmetology. 그럼 유 같은 경우에는 털이 많은 시민들이 굉장히 많아요. And that includes me. 저 포함해서 진짜 하고 싶었는데 너무 비쌌어요.
So like professionally at a hospital?
Right. Some laser hair removal. 나 한국에 오니까 너무 저렴해서 제시다겠죠.
다 하죠. Everybody
yeah,
does
seriously.
it.
Seriously. I love it.
Oh, that's so funny. Well, yes. So that brings us to the second category. 미용, beauty. So sometimes you would want 화장품 because you would want to, you know, use or learn how to use makeup. You can really go really crazy with makeup once you're out of high school. So you would want 화장품 or you would want to go to 피부과, the dermatologist. And many dermatologists actually have special discounts for 수험생.
Wow.
Like a package deal for, to take care of your 여드름, your pimples, or blackheads, and even like whitening, 색소 관리, like all in a package,
brightening.
Or you can get 반영구 화장, that's semi-permanent makeup, 반영구 눈썹, semi-permanent eyebrows, or eyeliners for up to like 10 to 20% off. And this is basically a tattoo. Have you ever had it done?
했어요.
했어요.
올해 했어요. Yeah, in the beginning of the year. And so I was 굉장히 망설이다가 한번 했는데 이거 반영구이기 때문에 it only lasts, they say, 2 years.
Mm-hmm. So it's not permanent. So
yeah.
You're not like really, you
right,
know, you don't have to have it for the rest of your life.
Right.
Yeah.
네, 세상 편하더라고요.
그쵸. So 수험생, they can go, yes, exactly. They can just get up and just go out without looking like really like you don't have a face.
Sure. Yeah. Why not? All right. So let's go shopping. What to do first?
Mm-hmm. Well, also many people do 성형외과. And yes, like you said, many people also get 쌍꺼풀 수술. This is a double eyelid operation.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can do 눈트임. That's the eye slitting operation.
맞아요, 맞아요.
It makes your eyes wider.
Right. A little longer.
And up to 30% off in many cosmetic surgery.
좋네요. 진짜 그 수원표를 버리면 안 되겠네요.
버리면 안 돼요.
Right. That's great.
I know many people who do get 쌍꺼풀 수술. But something a little milder is 미용실. Then you can finally do anything with your hair now. You can do 탈색, bleaching, or 염색 in any range of colors, or get a perm. So let's look at a 미용실 shopping.
빠마 해야죠.
홍대, this
홍대
beauty parlor
가야죠.
Is at 홍대 specifically because the price ranges are crazy. 냄새와 자극이 없는 non-irritating 무손상 damage-free 탈색 bleaching. And this, you can get it for 30% off as a 수험생.
That's great.
And this 자극이 없는 머릿결 손상은 최소화. You get very good hair texture and also it doesn't irritate your scalp. And you can get lots of colors like ash beige. These are the colors apparently that's really hot right now. Or 백금발, platinum blonde hair, 은발, silver hair, 옴브레, the ombre color, the graduated gradation, or 솜브레, the soft ombre. And the 탈색 is about from 6만 원 to 11만 원, and you get 30% off, so it's 4만 2천 원 to 7만 7천 원. Not bad.
Wow, 괜찮네요. 괜찮죠? 저는 탈색을 해가지고 한 20만 원 넘게
그쵸.
해서 했는데 사람들이 다 그것도 저렴하게 한 거라고 하더라고요. 어떤 분들은 막 50만 원, 100만 원까지 하는 분들도 있는데.
I know. It really depends on which neighborhood you go to. So I recommend 홍대.
홍대, 저도 홍대에서 했어요.
아, 홍대에서 했어요?
Yeah, yeah. 홍대도 it's very diverse and there's a lot of different places.
Because there are so many places.
Right, right.
But you can get a bigger discount with your 수험표.
That's right. Let's move on swiftly. Let's get healthy, shall we?
Yes, you can get 헬스장 membership, a health club membership to fix your tech-neck 거북목 or text-neck syndrome or fix your posture because you probably have been sitting and studying forever. And many places have, like, you can get 3-month membership for 10만 원 or 3개월 이상 등록 시 if you register more than 3 months. 한 1개월 무료, you get 1 month free, or you can get private
training.
I'm sorry,
personal training.
Thank you,
right.
PT 10 times for 50만 원. And you get discounted to 40만 원. That's not bad.
That's not bad at all. 사실 보면 1회에 5만 원도 괜찮은
편인데. 거예요. Yeah. 맞아요. Generally, I think on the average, it's about 6만 원.
Yeah.
For like not a very expensive one.
Right.
So if you can get it for 4만 원 for one session, that's very good.
Yeah, absolutely. So hopefully our test takers out there, whether you passed or not, let's just enjoy the time being. You know, get a little bit of a makeover and hopefully that could release some stress. 심수연님 너무 반가웠고 너무 감사했습니다.
감사합니다.
We'll see you next week.
See you next week.
오늘 한국어 천재는 여기까지입니다. 오늘 에피소드를 다시 듣게 하고 싶다면 네이버 오디오클립 팟빵 유튜브 아이튠즈에 한국어 천재를 검색해 보시면 되는데요. Talking about studying and learning today, success is no accident. It's hard work, perseverance, learning, studying, sacrifice, and most of all, love what you are doing or learning to do. 축구 선수 펠레가 이런 멋진 말을 했는데요. Hopefully you can take a word from that and maybe it could change your life. In any case, 오늘 저녁 7시 초미세먼지 주의보가 발령됐다고 하는데요. 호흡기 또는 심혈관 질환이 있으신 분들 또는 노약자, 어린이는 가급적으로 외출을 자제하시고요. 외출 시에는 황사 마스크 착용해 주시기 바랍니다. Well, in any case, stay safe, stay warm, and we'll see you tomorrow. We'll leave you guys with our last song. 오늘의 마지막 곡은 잔나비의 가을밤에 든 생각입니다. 내일 봬요.